His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. His yoke is easy.
That's 373 in the hymn book, 373.
Hallelujah. precious Lord, our Savior, our Shepherd. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh,
Jesus, we
sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And sing 471, Joy in Serving Jesus. 471.
And I'm walking in
in my heart.
Let's see. I have the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer right down in the depths of my heart. Down in the depths of my heart. Down in the depths of my heart. I have the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. I have the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I have the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen. Jesus prayed, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. I come to thee. These things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. This is a characteristic. Jesus prayed that this joy would fill the hearts of his followers, that his joy would be fulfilled in them. That should mark us as followers of Jesus, that we are a joyful people. Is that a paradox? I suppose that that's a very real paradox when you consider what we were speaking of last evening and what we sang before. There is joy, joy in serving Jesus that triumphs over pain, and it's the joy of Christ my Savior who the path of suffering trod. There is joy in serving Jesus, joy amid the darkest night, for I've learned the wondrous secret, I'm walking in the light. There's a joy that is deep and real. And even in the midst of sorrow, we talked about Jesus as being a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and his command to us and blessed invitation to us to follow him, take up the cross, our cross, and follow him all the way. It seems like those two things don't belong together. And yet they do. I think that our deepest joys will come to us when we are most wholly given to Jesus, when we follow him through the dark places and the hard places. Sister Tessie was playing His Yoke is Easy. That should be familiar. We've mentioned that verse a couple times. From Matthew 11, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. And when she played it, I thought of my father, because he often told us of his father and how when they were growing up, his father was a pastor, and there came a division in their church when that would be my grandfather, found Jesus in us in a new way. He received the fullness of the Spirit, and he was on fire with the love of Jesus. And when he preached, there was a difference. His whole life was changed, and he brought that to his little church, and people were finding the Lord. So many people got saved at that time. It was just a small community. And yet people came in and found Jesus. And then others received the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the Spirit. And there came an awful division in the church. And he knew that he would have to leave, and he had a large family. And the little support that he had as a pastor of a small congregation was going to be entirely lost as he would step out of his position there. And during those days of decision and friction, that's one of the songs. He'd say, my father told how as a boy he remembers his father coming home and sitting down at the pump organ. They used to have these organs where you created the air, didn't have the electricity like that did. Well, that's entirely different now, but there were foot pedals, and you would pump the air and play, and that's what they had in their home. And he said, Dad, his father used to come home and sing that song. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in pastures green, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night where living waters flow. And that wasn't an easy move for him or a decision for him as a responsible or as a man who was responsible for a family and wanted to follow the Lord and wanted to serve the Lord and was giving up his place of service where he had enjoyed preaching and serving the community there. But his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And when we're fully consecrated to the Lord, it's a joyful thing to follow him. Think of the Apostle Paul and Silas getting to Philippi and preaching the gospel and finding people who they ministered to or to whom they ministered, and they were a blessing. And then that event where they got thrown into jail because of bringing deliverance, God's deliverance to a young woman that was bound. Well, they were taken and put into prison, beaten, bound in the stocks. You know what it says? At midnight they sang praises to God. They didn't know what was going to happen. You think they were just doing that as kind of a trick. You know, I praise the Lord. I know he's going to do something for me, something special. Maybe send an earthquake and set me free from jail. They didn't think that way. They weren't faking it. Their hearts were filled with joy because they knew that they were in the center of God's will. They were doing his will, and yeah, whatever happens, that's okay. God is with us. He's with us now. He's filling our hearts with his love and his joy and his peace, and he knows what he's doing. God is over all. So let's sing. I don't know who started the song, but they were singing together at midnight, singing praises to God. And then the Lord sent the earthquake that opened the prison to all that were prisoners with Paul and Silas as well. And that great night, the jailer was saved, and his whole family was saved. And they must have been part of that Philippian church that was so precious to the Apostle Paul. But he wrote to them later on, and one of the great themes of that letter is rejoicing. Rejoice, rejoice. Sing when the day is bright and sing in the darkest night. Every day, all the way, rejoice evermore. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Who are the true followers of Jesus, he says? We are the ones who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Rejoice. Brethren, rejoice, rejoice. Seems like, as I said, quite a paradox. But it is true, and Jesus showed us that it is true that when we follow the Lord with all of our hearts, no matter what happens to us, there's a deep joy that cannot be taken from us, a peace and a joy in God. It's not in circumstances, but in God. And those are two wonderful examples, aren't they? The Lord Jesus himself and the Apostle Paul. And so when he wrote to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always," perhaps they went back to their history, the history of their church and its founding, and they said, you know what? This man knows what he's talking about. He was singing praises at midnight in the prison. He's not just telling us to do something that that he doesn't know about, that he hasn't experienced. But let's rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord no matter what. We had a sister in our church who would quote from Psalm 2. I think sometimes when maybe she thought the emphasis was a little too heavy and we were getting a little too happy, she would quote that in Psalm 2 it says, "Rejoice with trembling." There it brings two things together, doesn't it? Rejoice with a fear in your heart. What is that? That's reverence toward God. And yet there's a deep and a holy and a lasting joy. Rejoice with trembling. Embrace the authority of the King. There, Psalm 2 is a wonderful psalm. God has set his king on his holy hill, and now you come before him, and there's a great joy in being subject to him and knowing that he is ruling over you and over all. And it doesn't matter. God is good, and God is gracious, and God, even if you are led through the path of suffering, oh, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And you know, the people that Jesus was praying for here just before he went to the cross, we're told that only one of them lived out his life and died a natural death, died of old age. The others had the privilege, I'm sure they would have seen it as a privilege, of laying down their lives for the cause, and those lives were snuffed out or they were martyred because they loved Jesus and served him. And remember the word in Acts where they were persecuted, and it says they left the council, these are the apostles, they left the council rejoicing. They were filled with great joy because they were counted worthy to suffer for Jesus, to suffer for him. So there is joy in serving Jesus, and that's the greatest and the highest joy. Our hearts are filled with praises every hour and every day because we know him and we have him, and that's what matters. I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Has something to do with the things that Jesus says, too, as we've mentioned several times in these last days. Oh, precious words that Jesus spoke. And he speaks to us, and he says, "Follow me, hear my call. May you be all obedience. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus. Speak to me, Lord, and help me to listen and to obey you from the heart and to trust in you also with all my heart." Amen. So we bring the seeming contradiction to agreement. It's in Christ. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright.
sake, trust in his promise true. Though waters roar and mountains shake, he watches over you.
In the hymn book. And let's stand as we sing. Majestic sweetness sits enthroned upon the Savior's brow. Seated.